Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Good evening, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight. I'd like to thank you all for continuing to spread the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. We have a great and exciting guest on this evening. She's an authoress of a couple of books, among other things, and there's just so much that she does. It's hard to put it into a 45-minute conversation. Authoress Tamika, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Big, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just couldn't wait for this night to get here so that I could interview you. And as I understand, you're going to talk about a lot of things that trouble a lot of different people and, you know, how to overcome those things, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, so before we get started, the first thing that I like to always do is make sure that you can get out your contact information. How can we reach you?
Okay, great. You can reach me. Actually, I have a website that you can actually reach me on, and that website address is www.authortamika, my first name is spelled T-U-M-E-K-I, griffin.com. That's Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Again, that's author, Tamika, T-U-M-E-K-I, Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N.com. That's my website where you can actually send me, you can contact me, my telephone number is up there, my email address, everything is on that one website.
Great. So let's start off by just asking us a little bit, you know, asking you a little bit about yourself, like where you're from. You got a large family, small family. Just give us a little bit about your history.
Okay, well, I'm in the beautiful city of Hampton, Virginia. I am from a medium-sized family, mother, father. I'm the only girl of three brothers. Now I'm a mother of three girls. And
wow.
Yeah, and actually, no, I'm sorry. Ooh, my little boy would be so upset if I call him a girl. I actually have two girls and one son. So I'm glad he's not listening right now. And all of my brothers and sisters, we have all together, my mother has 14 grandchildren. So ooh. Now we have a rather large family. You know.
Now that's a mighty large family, and I guess you guys pretty close knit, or are you kind of spread out among the different states?
We're all right here. Three of us live in Hampton. One brother, he lives about 20 minutes away from us, but we're extremely close. We talk every single day on the telephone. My family, we believe family is we're priceless. None of us can be replaced, and we treat each other as such.
Wow, that's beautiful. Sometimes when there's large families, you know, they tend to kind of, you know, drift apart and just come together for special occasions. It's always good to, you know, be family oriented that way. And, you know, and also with large families, I know that there are, you know, comes politics, who's who was born first, who's the baby, things like that. And, you know, and leading into our topic, you know, one of the things that, you know, we like to discuss is who are you? You know, how can, if I came to you and, you know, I may have been down or I may have been happy, what type of questions, you know, would you give to me that would enable me to really, you know, think about who I am and the things that I want to do?
The first question is the most important. Who am I? And I can basically talk to you about that in the question, in the story. I asked God all of my adult life, who am I? Ever since I can remember, since I was 18, 19, 20, first years of college, having children, who am I? But the answer did not come until a nervous breakdown, three children, divorced, homeless. None of that came. And the question that I have been asking God, Big, over 20 years, he asked me the question back, who am I? And so it kind of puzzled me. And I had this other thought that came, a question right after that came, what are you great at? What are your strengths? And so I simply took down a piece of paper, and that what I always ask my clients to do, and my fans and my readers, take a sheet of paper out right at the top. Who are you? It's going to puzzle you for a long time, especially if you have never, ever asked yourself that. And so, and then the next sheet of paper, I wrote down what I did great, excellent at. You know, I'm like, I'm a great mom. I wrote down all this stuff. But the last, I think the last two things I wrote on that paper, I'm a great speaker, and I'm definitely a great writer.
Wow.
And then the light bulb came off, and it just went off. You know what? All this time I've been looking for my, trying to find myself and doing other stuff. And the whole time, I was overlooking it because it came so easy for me. So that's what I will ask you, Big.
Wow.
Who are you? And what do you do great? Those are beautiful. And then I just let you ponder for that because it's going to take some time. You know, it will take some time. And then later on down the line, you still have questions. We're going to talk about three more questions. What do people say you're great at? What do they recognize from you? So that's what I start off with.
Mm.
You know, and then, like I said, I asked five questions in my first book. Who are you? What are you great at? Basically, what are your strengths? You know, what do people always say or always complimenting you on? People over the years have always said, you are a great speaker. But I didn't know that because
wow.
I was shy. But when I opened my mouth, it was powerful. But it seemed easy to me. So, Big, your gift is easy to you, but it's harder for other people to do.
Mm.
You understand? So that's some of the questions I will ask. And then, what do you spend your money on? You tell. What do you spend your money on? What do you say, hey, I don't care how much it costs, you're going to invest in this thing. You know, for myself, I invest in listening to speakers. I go see speakers, and I buy books. I spend most of my money on those things, and that's what I do. I write and speak. So that's, you know, those are some of the questions I will ask.
That is, you know, that leading question is so awesome. You took me back over 20 years when I was in the Marine Corps. And, you know, like all young Marines, there comes a time when if it's too much peace, we're going to start a war. And normally that would happen in a bar fight. this one got really out of hand. And at that point, I was like, somebody's got to stop this because, you know, this is going to be really bad for us when we get back to camp and they'll put the whole base on lockdown or whatever. So there
yeah.
was a guy that looked like he could have been the leader because, you know, you just can't tell who's a leader, but you can, you know, kind of sense things. And and I was telling him, grab your people. I'll grab my people. We need to, you know, this, that, the other. And a guy came up to me, well, on, you know, their team. Let's just call it teams. And he's like, who are you? Who are you? And I'm trying to ignore him because he's agitating, you know, and I'm trying to bring peace as opposed to continue to fight.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And he just kept saying it, and he was saying it so strong and so loud that, you know, it actually made me think, who am I? You know,
right.
There was a lot of things that I knew about myself, a lot of things that people knew, you know, but I couldn't say, like, I was this or I was that or I'm this,
mm-hmm.
I'm that. By the time he finished and I answered him, it was like I had broken myself down to the smallest particle, and I said, I'm nobody. But I meant it in a way that when you strip away all these different things down to no one, then it's at that point when you can realize who you are. So when you said the question, it's just like, wow. You know, I never really thought how important that question is, you know, until I've really heard you, you know, just verbalize that right now. And of course, you know, with me being in the business that I am, you know, with finances and real estate and all of those types of things, I can definitely understand what do you spend your money on.
Mm-hmm.
How did these things come to light? When you were given this, you know, you probably went through a lot of different identities. One of the things that you talked to me about was how you searched it out under all of those different identity thefts, you know, and I was like, wow. You know, I've never heard of it being put that way before. Kind of explain to me and our audience, you know, what you mean by you know, just that term alone.
What I meant by identity theft is that, number one, my identity, my first me was stolen. And I'm gonna be, I'm a very transparent speaker. And so some of the things I may say will hit home to some people. But the first identity crisis I went through, I didn't know. It was when I was molested as a child. Somebody stole who I was. You know what I'm saying? And so as I was growing up in life, I thought I was this other person. And then after I got over that a little bit, phase of, I was just with this mean person, you know, all the hurt person, the person with the low self-esteem, the person that just allowed everybody to just run over, you know, because I didn't know my self-worth. And then how I found who I was when I lost just about everything, including my mind, in 2002 when I had a nervous breakdown. And so through that painful path and everything, and then when I totally hit rock bottom was a couple of years ago. Actually, last year, before I wrote the book, you know, when I was just that person, the only thing that was left was the real me. You know, the real me was like, you know what? I don't care what happened to me, Big. I will always speak. And so I just started looking at that. I said, you know what? It has to be something to this. Because over the years, I kept hearing people say, your words spoke volumes to me. But my life was falling apart. And so I started thinking that if what I said to them can help them, it should be able to help me, you know. And so that's how I came to find myself. I found who I was by not taking the mess that other people, you know, all the other identities other people put on me. So I took my life back. You know, I took my life back in those desert moments and found the real me. I was on, all the real me was on all that rubble, all that hurt and all that pain. You know, so here it is. So this is who you get today. The authentic self, the lady God intended me to be. And that's the best way I can explain that as of right now. Did it make some sense to you?
You know,
hello?
Something. I really like how you said right now.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Because this being Free Your Mind Fridays and this great conversation that we're having, you know, it's like things do change. You learn things. So right now, you know, you're at this point. But it can change. We were where we were before.
That's right.
Now, so When you first believed that, you know, you could accomplish a part of your life mission, what factors came into play?
The factors that came into play was what really pushed me? Are you asking what really pushed me to do it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just anything that kind of, you know, made you think like, you know, well, I asked myself, who am I? And I've determined what I'm best at, what comes really easy, and what other people have identified to me that I really wasn't looking, kind of like the forest for the trees type thing. So when you got to the point where you was like, okay, I'm ready to actually go create.
Well, what pushed me, what actually made me do that was I just started talking to myself and saying, you know what, truly believe that I can do this. And I just started doing it. I started doing it afraid. I started doing it when I couldn't see. I just started doing it. I trust my God that I could do it. And what really, really, really just made me do it was the fact that I was living from house to house. And here it is, I had been doing all this big talk for over 10 years, 20 years. And none of that happened. And I was coming up on my 40th birthday because all of my family and close friends knew. I said, by the time I'm 40, the world will know my name. And I was, here it is, I am months away, Big, from my 40th birthday. And I said, Hooker Crook, I refuse to let my birthday come in here. And I have not accomplished one of my dreams. So that's what forced me to actually sit still. And see, I was going through all this stuff, and I just refused to allow depression to overtake me. I refused to allow homelessness to overtake me. I refused to allow anything that naysayers over to steal this dream from me. So I pushed it out. I cried it out. I burst it out. And what you see is two books. The first book I published homeless. Didn't know how I was going to publish it. All I just believed that I was going to do it. Didn't care about no punctuation. I did my very best. And when it was done, it was like a breath of fresh air. You know, so those are the factors. I just wouldn't, I couldn't stop because people that read that book, you got people killing themselves because they don't know who they are. Big. You know, they got people killing themselves because they lack money when they're the true value. You understand? So those are the factors. I said, somebody needs this book now. I couldn't wait no longer. And so there you have it. That's what pushed me. And it's still pushing me.
You know, before we go any further, I'd like for you to share your website again. Let people need to really know how to reach you.
Okay. My website is www.author, that's A-U-T-H-O-R, Tamika, TUMEKI.com, author TamikaGriffin.com. That's where you can read a little bit about my bio, look at my featured book, all from that website.
So if, let's say you had, what would you say the time frame of a big idea to its completion would normally take?
Well, I'm not sure. Only thing it is, when I did my first book, I said, I'm going to write this book in 30 days, and it'll be published in the next 2 months. And that's what I did. You know, and that's what I did. That's what I did. And then for my second book, I published my first book June 13, 2013. Gave myself a month, lost my grandmother, and I gave myself a month off and went right back to writing. And I published that second book December 8th, 2013. Working on a third book right now and then a fourth book. So it depends on how much drive that you take. You see, I'm 40 going on 41. I lost a lot of time. I'm not into losing any more of my time. We have an expiration date. We don't know when we're going to die. So I have to get it in now. So your time depends on you. And, God, you know, we have seasons, and I believe my season was here.
You know, it's funny that I kind of feel that you were also looking at time, because a lot of times that when you know, you get to that certain age, you know, you're like, wow, I'm 40, like, wow, I'm 50. You know, you start thinking that time is running out. So people, you know, they may put a little bit more pressure or start doing things, but a lot of times when you look at it from, you know, different spiritual perspectives, is that a lot of leaders, they really emerged, you know, during that particular time, you know, 40s plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not saying that they were late bloomers. Some people, they start early and they keep going, or they early and they fizzle. So sometimes
time is not
an enemy, but, you know, something to really push you.
That's right.
You know,
because, see, by the time we're 40, we have tried a lot of things. We have tried a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've wasted a lot of time. And my purpose for writing what I write, Big, is the fact that, hey, I want to help you not waste some time. Time, I mean, we lose time. We would never get that back. We can get money back. We can get new spouses. We can't, you know, we can't replace our children. The thing is, but our time, once it's gone, you can never recoup that. You know, and the thing is, we waste so much time because we're too afraid. And, you know, I just believe, hey, you know, you just waste the time. You got to try to do your best and get it in now. Find out who you are now. I refuse to return to God the way he sent me.
I
want to die empty. I want to leave this earth. That meant I would have wasted my life, and I don't want you wasting your life. Even if you think you got it going on now, you could still be on the wrong track. What you're doing now is still great, but you could still be on the wrong track. You know, so it's imperative that you're listening, you find out who you are.
Yeah.
Find out who you are now. That's my whole thing. Anytime somebody talks to me, who are you? Son of the world, do not know. Suicide rate is up. I mean, it's sad and teen. You see it all over the news. Because people don't know who they are. When you were born, God gave you a name. You understand? I mean, your parents gave you a name. You know, so, and that's my thing. That's what I do. That's what I talk.
I'm definitely glad that you came on tonight. And a lot of times we get to talk to the guests before they come in, but the way our schedules work, we just had small little email-type conversations. But I swear that I was dreaming about exactly what, you know, what you're saying right now just a couple of days ago, what is the problem, you know? And we're lucky to have the, you know, the opportunity to even live into our 40s, you know.
That's
with
right.
Everything. And there's a lot of people that, you know, we've lost, and, you know, not because they may have been bad people, but just because, you know, life happens.
That's right.
And, well, if you had 5 minutes to give the key to business success, what step-by-step method would you share with our listeners?
Business success. First thing that always comes to mind, you have to write a vision. You have to write down some type of plan. you start with what you know you're great at. Okay? We're not just talking about success in somebody else's dream. We're talking about success with you. You find out first who you are, first, foremost. What are you great at? You know, start, all great people are readers. Start reading. You know, most of the people in the world just do not read. So I would say you get around some great leaders, number one, because you, if you have not learned success, you need to be taught. So I would say write your vision. Write out what you think you're absolutely great at, not what you think you know. We're talking about excellence. You want to write down what you're excellent at. You know you will get what you can do. Nobody can do it greater. You write those things down on paper. Get you a great mentor. I have a mentor. I have a coach. Because you need somebody who can lead you so that you can miss all these pitfalls. Start buying books for your craft. I have a library full of leadership books, of speakers, authors. You buy stuff for your craft. You educate yourself in your craft. You be the best that you can be in your craft. And last, you believe in you. I don't care what your mother don't believe in you, your spouse. I don't care who it is. You have to believe in yourself. Journey to you listening to me. The only important person that could make this thing happen was myself. And then when there were times when I did not believe in me, I made myself believe in me. And then when I just could not do that, you need that one person that will be there no matter what. So that's my step for, you know, for success. You believe in yourself. Buy books for your craft. Learn your craft. Study your craft. Be the best. You know, be authentic. Be an original. Find something. Do it different. Put a spin on it. You know. So that's my recipe for success, and it's working for me. And be diligent in it, and stop being lazy. You know, it's going to take some work. It will take some work, but it'll be worth it in the end. It'll be worth it. Yes, you get tired. You're going to be, but it'll be worth it. Trust me, it'll be worth it. Take your nap if you get tired. Just keep on pushing. It's the best recipe I can give you. You know, I find out something different. I get know something different. But that's all I know. I know what's working for me. You know, so you know, but that's it for right now. That's what I believe. I believe wholeheartedly. And buy my book.
All right. Now we have a couple of listeners on the line.
Okay.
Sometimes the listeners they come on and they want to ask questions. Sometimes they just, you know, just want to listen live. So what I'm going to do here, we have a person from the 314 area code with the first three numbers 303. I'm going to put you on if you have a question. Authoress Tamika Griffin is here to answer your question, or if you'd just like to make a comment and join the conversation a bit, that's fine. So here we go, 314-303. You are now live.
I just went on the tail end of the conversation. Yeah, I just joined. And I'm really upset that I missed it, because from what I hear, it's really, really good information. So I just commend the speaker on just encouraging us to do what we need to do to move forward. So, and I want to research the book. But that's it. That's it for me.
Okay, great. I'll put you back in the queue. And real quick, where are you from?
I'm St. Louis.
All right, so we have a listener out there in St. Louis. Thanks for tuning in to thinkbigradio.com. So, authoress, Can you give titles to the name of those books again and the website?
Okay, I sure will. And thank you for calling in. It's St. Louis. My website again is www.author, Tamika, Tumeki, Griffin.com. That's Griffin, GRIFFIN.com. And the titles of my books are Your Mind's Eye, and that's Y-O-U-R, Mind, M-I-N-D-S-I-E-Y-E. And the second book I wrote is I Am a Concealed Weapon. I am a concealed weapon. The author, Tamika Griffin. You can actually go to my website, and I have featured books. If you press on my featured books, there's no shipping and handling. And if you anytime you order from me off of my website, I autograph your book. I actually write you a note. I don't just say God bless you, somebody. I write you a note.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, we have another listener on that's been on for a while. And so, listener, you are from the 704 area code, with the first three numbers being 649. If you have a question or would like to make a comment, you are on. Just tell us where you're from, what city. 704-649, you're on.
Well, thank you. This is Angela Ken, and I just got on, and I didn't hear anything, really, but I was just so impressed just to come on and hear you out there. And I was listening, and you were giving, well, the author, and I'm not understanding the name too good because I was trying to write down the website. I heard www author, and I don't know if you said Punicia Griffin, like a P like Paul or T like Thomas.
Yeah, it's a
T like Thomas.
T like Thomas. U like umbrella, M like Mary, E like echo, K like kite, I as an igloo, Griffin, GRIFFIN.com.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Yes, because I'm going to go up on the site. Just the names of the books sounds extremely interesting. So I'm definitely going to go on the site. And Ken, thank you for sending me the message. Come on.
Oh yeah, thank you. We love to make sure that we have a lot of people hearing what's going on. And one of the things I'll do also is I'm going to update so that her website is also on Think Big Radio, so people will be able to see it. Normally, I put that on after the person has come on the show. And I do thank you, Angela. It was a pleasure hearing your voice this evening.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So we're going to take a half of a second here to let everybody know who we are.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals. And your success makes us successful.
Now, we've covered a lot in such a small time, and I would love to have, you know, sometimes the interviews, they run very long. And in other ones, they just run so short, even though they're in the same time frame. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself that nobody knows? Just share something with that only, like, maybe your closest friend knows.
Ooh, I gave that info. I had a kid. Wow. That nobody knows a close friend.
Mine was my love for pancakes.
Oh, Lord. I am country. But to look at me, people don't know. You know, people always try to judge a book by a cover. Mm-hmm. When you see my picture, everybody's listening. We actually see my picture. You see a lady. She looks elegantly dressed. However, I fish. I touch worms. I am a tomboyish. I grew up in the country.
Wow.
I mean, I like to get dirty. You know, if I could still climb a tree, I probably would. You know, it's just, I grew up with a house full of boys and a bunch of boy cousins. However, to look at me, I'm extremely feminine. My favorite color is pink. You know, I am a lady at best, but I have a rugged side to me, which I absolutely love. You know,
wow.
So that's what people who don't really know me, they would just say, oh, she's so uppity. You'd be surprised. I'm just down to earth.
Yeah, just here.
And I love pancakes, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't believe nobody can make them better than me.
Oh. I have to try some one day, maybe.
That's right.
I've been to some of the best pancake houses, and not just IHOPs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. That's a, I don't know what to say on that question.
Well, we do kind of like to surprise, you know, everyone.
Yeah.
What would you say would be, like, the biggest reason a person should, you know, go into their own business? Because, I mean, clearly you do a lot of things that's for yourself and create your own. Why would
mm-hmm.
you say somebody should?
I would say because you want to leave a legacy. It's nothing more exciting to see your name out there. It's invigorating.
Wow.
To see my name in Africa, my books all over the world. And here it was, but here's the other thing, I was nothing. So and then you get to teach your family, your children. You leave a legacy. You leave an inheritance with your name. When you were born, I put this in my last book. You were born with a footprint. 4 days after you were born, depending on what country you were born in, a doctor stamped your foot and you put on a piece of paper. You're meant to leave a footprint on this earth that nobody will ever forget. You know, so that's, and then you get a tax break. It's so much that you can do.
I love it. You always point out that you know, that one side, then you're like, and then tax break.
Oh, yeah, tax break, baby. You know, you get to say, hey, you know what, I created this.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and your children, you know, you got nephews and nieces looking at you. Hey, if my uncle can do this, if my daddy can do this, I can open up my own business.
Right. That's beautiful.
You know, that's right. Yeah, so you give people permission to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
That business can be, if you can watch children, Lord knows I don't have patience for children. I love them, but I can't be around children all the time. But if you are great at doing that, you're great at doing hair, you need to open up a business. Whether you can start in your home, you can start wherever you can. You start where you are right now. Stop making excuses. Just go out and do it. You know, just do it. If you know you can do it, nobody can do it better than you. Just open up a business. You cook, you open up a business. Even if you start out of your kitchen, you know, you master those skills at home. So that's why I say you open up a business, one, to leave an inheritance for your family, to leave a blueprint, to put your footprint on this world, let people know, hey, I have been here.
Wow. You know, and it's always, you know, great when you meet different people, and they might have a picture of their, like, great-great-grandfather up, you know, or great-great-grandfather back when, you know, we all wore suits. It was just suits were common.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
And you're like, oh,
that's
tell
right.
me a story. And the way their eyes will light up talking about someone that they may never have met, but they know that that blood is inside of them.
Right.
I picture myself on my great-grandchildren's wall, and they better not take my picture down. I picture that all of the time.
Wow.
I sure
yeah,
do.
That, yeah, that picture right above the mantle.
That's right. Like who? Like you said, tell the story. Who was that lady right there? Who was that man?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, for the last time this evening, let's get that contact information out once more, and then whoever you would like to thank.
Okay. Once again, you can reach me, contact me on my website. I have an email address. Everything is on there. I will actually give you my email address along with my website. My email address is the Mind Eye Group, that's T-H-E, Mind, M-I-N-D-S, I-E-Y-E, group, at yahoo.com. And you can reach me, actually go to my website, leave me a comment, talk to me, contact me, at www.author, like an author, Tanika, that's T like Tom, U like umbrella, M as in Mary, E as in Echo, K as in Kite, I as in Igloo, Griffin, and that's griffin.com. And you can also look me up on Facebook by that name, Author Tanika Griffin, too. You see a big old 70s pro.
Okay, 70s afro.
I'm bringing it back.
Well, I'd like to definitely thank you for coming on. It's been a pleasure welcoming you also to our ThinkBigRadio.com family of not only listeners but guests. Definitely would enjoy networking with you in the future, as of course I'm sure we will. And if anybody, let's just take care of that.
Yes, sir. I would like to thank God for this opportunity and you for giving me the opportunity to speak to your listeners tonight. And I'd like to thank your listeners for being on the phone again with you. I really appreciate it. I don't take this lightly. I thank you. I really do. I thank you.
Yeah, and I definitely thank you for coming on at such even a late hour, and for our ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Thank you, and have you spread the word today? All right, so you've just heard authoress Tanika Griffin. You guys know how to reach her. You can also reach her on Facebook. You can find her. She is also one of my friends on Facebook. And, well, have a good night.
Thank you. You too.